Hey, Renaissance Woodworker fans. Welcome back and happy New Year's Eve, or for my Australian listeners down under, happy New Year's Eve, guys. You're a little bit ahead of me there. It's been a while since I put out one of these audio boos, and I always have such good intentions of putting out them, putting them out more often because they're really very easy to do, but you know how real life gets in the way of good intentions. Anyway, I've been thinking a lot about the coming year, as we tend to do at the close of a year, and, you know, really, really excited for 2010 because, you know, as it stands right now, I've got three classes scheduled, and it is rare that I get to that many classes in a year. I've got two more visits to the Acanthus Workshop, Chuck Bender School, just north of me in Pennsylvania, and I'm really excited for a six-day course at the Kelly Mueller School, where I'll be building a federal, kind of a Hepplewhite-style table, small demi-lune table, with Glenn Huey. And it'd be interesting, more than anything, to see Glenn Huey, who is really mostly a power tool aficionado in Kelly Mueller's mostly hand tool school. So, be curious to see how that goes. But because of these courses and things, I'll be hitting the road and needing to take some tools with me. And it's always been kind of a tough spot for me. Like most home shop woodworkers, we're not used to being taken out of our shops and having to take our tools to a job site or something like that. And, you know, especially for the hand tool woodworker who has to be very cognizant of banging sharp edges together and, you know, hitting planes together and dulling saws and things like that, it really becomes a chore in figuring out how to transport your tools and what tools do you really need. You know, you can take the tube socks and bubble wrap route to protect your chisels and protect your planes, but, you know, if you're a hand toolophile like me, what planes do you leave behind? Do you really need all your chisels for the road? Because ultimately you can protect them, but then you got to carry them. So I've been thinking a lot about what is the on-the-road hand tool kit? What does it look like? And for that matter, I shouldn't even say the hand tool kit. Obviously, you're not going to take stationary power tools with you, but there may be some portable power tools that you want to take along with you. So what does that on the road, call it the job site toolkit, look like? And how do you transport it? I'd love to hear from you guys about what kind of toolboxes you have, what kind of methods you use to protect your tools while transporting them, and what your, on average, toolkit may be. I realize that if you've got a specific class or a specific job, you may need a specific tool and you tailor it towards that. But on average, what do you take with you? What tools can you not live without when you hit the road? So let's hear your thoughts, your comments, and I'll continue to talk about this as I figure it out myself.